This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the final matchup here tonight at Pleasant Ridge High School, the Rams hosting Morehill Mount Academy, and Horton and KP, Crennan Prophet, Brandon Sammons, Seth Tollison, as we get set for the battle of one of those teams here tonight. Good sir, P. Ridge over Horton earlier in the evening, 25-12, 25-23. Then we saw the Ravens, the bounce-back rally to win the final two sets against Horton just a little bit ago. They lost that opening set 18-25 to the Chargers, but Ravens 25-14 in set two. And then set three came down to the wire, 22-22 tie, but the Ravens final 3 points, 25-22. And a battle of one of those teams here tonight, P. Ridge and Morehill.
I mean, interesting Pleasant Ridge game. They lost to Horton earlier in the season, straight sets 2-0, and they also lost to Morehill Mount Academy earlier on the season, 2-0 straight sets. But we know how that went for Pleasant Ridge against Horton. They were able to come up, big win, 25-12, 25-23. We saw such great work up front. Maggie Lance, she added a great game. Overall, 7 total kills in that. Don't forget about Rush, who was able to have 2 aces, 3 blocks, and 3 kills in the win over Horton. Frank Keckner just played lights out. 13 kills, a block, and an ace all against Horton. We're going to see some great matchups up front here, and the key to the game is to stay aggressive and to ride that momentum.
Well, again, all three of the matchups here tonight are going to the overall record, not the league standings. Again, all three of these teams have played each other in their first regular season meeting. There are some league contests here tonight. That is not the case here at P. Ridge, but right now, if things shape up, Jefferson County North, once again, the undefeated mark at 9-0, Horton at 8-1. Got Valley Falls at 6-3. That's kind of your top three right now. Troy's had a good year. They're 5-2. But again, if JCN wins out here over the next couple of weeks, and they might do so. They're 21-1, KP. 21-1, JCN, a top 10 team in 2A. Right now, looking like the class of this league, at least as of right now. But Horton's certainly right there. They need JCN to slip up somewhere. But again, they're doing starters. We didn't see that in the first matchup here with P. Ridge and Horton, but doing starting lineups for the Ravens and the Rams here tonight. Two teams that are 1-0. Morehill, their win against Horton gave them now a 14-7 overall record. And the Pleasant Ridge win against Horton earlier tonight, I got them back to 500 at 9-9. So we talked about how good Capri Kickner was. P. Ridge, they're going to use a lot of bodies. They're going to rotate certainly more girls in compared to what we saw from both Morehill and Horton. Certainly that plays somewhat of an advantage. When you got more bodies, you can consistently rotate in and out a little bit more.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Pleasant Ridge, they had 9 different players out on the court score against Horton. Morehill Mount Academy, they had 7 different players. Morehill Mount Academy kind of more reliant on Capri Kickner. You saw a little bit of Bradfield and B.B. Kickner in Folsom, and then it was kind of, you know, a little here and there from everybody else. Well, Pleasant Ridge was kind of balanced. I mean, Lance, Rush, Miller, both the Bells, Olivia Bell, you know, and then Lilia Bell, more importantly, there are 3 aces in the kill for her against Horton. Again, Pleasant Ridge, just so many different players who are great behind the service line. I mean, Pleasant Ridge, they dominated the service line. They had 8 aces, the most of any team tonight they had against Horton. So this is going to be a big test for both these teams, I think. Again, not just up front, but how well are you going to handle the other team's service? It's always fun when you get the final match of the night between the battle of 1-0 teams, and that is the case. Now we have here for you tonight crowd support, Rams student section to our left. Rams here in the opening set in the home white uniform tops, pit near side to far side, Ravens, in the road black. We'll hit it far side to near side. Again, KP, BT, ST with you. Here we go. Final matchup. Final rotational pieces here. The players are setting up. Ravens will serve to open things up here in set number 3, and it will be Annabella Robin to her left. Sends it across, and here we go. Final matchup, first set. Abbott gets a hit in the air. Backline spike by Bryan gets added up to the air, and down it goes. Hunley on the back line, and kind of an awkward second hit. Rams here open things up with a 1-0 lead. And, well, Pleasant Ridge Rams is one thing really well in that first game. They'll take advantage of Horton's mistake if they can do it here.
Bailey Abbott on the serve. First time for the Rams here in this opening set. Zwani Miller gets a good slap at it, but sent it too strong and out of play. And it's a lead. Bailey Abbott, a senior. Lilia Bell, a senior. Jaden Klepp, a senior. And batted around a couple times, and Abbott the eighth for a 3-0 Rams lead. Rams can get above 500 with a win here against the Ravens. So 9-9. Ravens after the win against the Chargers, and how about another race for Bailey Abbott? Colson getting the back row. They take advantage of back-to-back mistakes from the Ravens, and now you got back-to-back aces from Abbott. Oh, Abbott took. She was mad at somebody. Her frustration out on that. And it went D-line into the net. The Rams for the first four. Rams four, Ravens one. Here's the Folsom serve. Rams get back across. Scrambling, Ravens on the back line, Folsom back to the net, putting it high, arcing over the net. That wants to set up, there's the spike, and it's down to the point. Complete for the opening set. Subs in for the Rams, get a couple. It will be Lilia Bell back on the front line, younger sister Olivia Bell. So you got Lilia. Set. There's the serve. And an eight. And back for it. The home team certainly has the advantage hosting the tries to get the break in between. Or maybe some teams feel like playing back to back has a little more momentum. But right now, another ace. Absolutely. Now, put it in the pregame. Serving, you know, key factor. But, you know, I didn't think that those Rivers got come out of the gate already to have four aces. Just tremendous work behind the service line. 7-1 Rams here in this opening set. Hundley finally gets under one to Folsom. Capri Kettner finally gets a look, or correction, that might have been Bradfield. It was. And that one just stayed inside the line. Bradfield, a point for the Ravens, and now a 7-2 Rams lead. And serving is Megan Humley for the Ravens. First side to near side. Olivia Bell gets it into the air. The spike attempts in across by Olivia. Holding the set. Pass Robles. Pretty effort on the spike. And there's four. Megan 3, Ravens on 4. Yep, first time in through there. And you know, Mar Hill, they want to get that steal unleashed here. They want to check her going in. She had 13 kills. Again, well over 200 kills coming into tonight, leading the Ravens, and a really good night once again. Here's Bradfield to Folsom, sending it backwards, then across by Elsie Kechner. Now Hayden Heim, or Haley Heim, excuse me, getting it back over for the Rams, and now Free gets a good crack at it, and deflected and gone, the point for the Ravens. They get the point because of the deflection. And three straight points here for the Ravens after stopping 7 of the first eight to 7. Across and just got down. Ravens had a good look. Not sure if they agreed with the mark, but point going to the Rams and a disloved
it. And the Rams getting it right back down the service line. That is where they've done well. Time is. Now she has space with Gordon.
Time will serve. Passing over to her bench. And a line drive serve. Comes up in the air by Hundley. A chance for Bradfield. Not much behind the spike. Was there. Up to Abbott. She gets to push it across on a second hit. And pushed it right into the net for the Raven point. Third back tonight. He's seen defeating Horton. Pleasant Ridge in the opener. Took it to Ravens after dropping the first set against the air. And then Olivia back across by Bell.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens. even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
9-6 Pleasant Ridge here in the opening set against Morehill Mounts Academy. We got a good rally going. Here's a spike from the back line. Down to a knee was Megan Hundley to save it. And that one is picked up by P. Ridge. Abbott getting it back into play. And from the back row, it is Lilia Bell to get it across. Techner sets it up. Tapped down by Twombly, but Abbott gets it up into the air. And Olivia Bell sends it back across. Folsom to Capri. Back to Caitlin Folsom. Her spike off the top of the net. Played well by Olivia Bell. And the Bells are right next to each other, and confusion drops it onto the hardwood for the Ravens' point. 9-7, Moore Hill to serve, and within two. Might have been the most lengthy rally between these two in this opening set. Capri Kechner on the serve. Up in the air by Dalia Bell. Now Abbott gets a third try, pushing across with two hands. Capri Kechner to Folsom, her spike. Time gets a hand on it. P. Ridge keeps it in the air. Now Bell gets it across, and down for the point, Olivia Bell, the freshman. 10-7, P. Ridge.
Yeah, Bell only had Olivia Bell only had one kill against Horton, but already here two kills against Mar Hill in this first set. The freshman get a little more involved up front.
The P. Ridge, a 10-7 lead. They get the serve back. Near side to far side, they swing it in set number one. Winner of this one will go 2-0 in tonight's try at P. Ridge. Ravens scrambling a little bit, but getting it back across is Phoebe Kechner to Heim. Setting it up from the back row. Isabella Bryan got a touch, but not much behind it. Now Capri Kechner from the back row buries it down into the face of Isabella Bryan. Couldn't handle. And 10-8. Moore Hill to serve back. They have scored three of the last four, and they're within 10-8. Another serve across by Phoebe Kechner, and saving it is Bryan back into play and then sent back across by Sloan. Capri sets it up for Folsom, and she taps it down beautifully. Nowhere to be found on that front line for P. Ridge. And the Ravens crawling back to within one. It is 10-9. Phoebe Kechner continues to serve. And she shanks that one. 11-9 Rams. So a nice run there by the Rams. And now serving for Pleasant Ridge, a junior, Addison Sloan. Spins it in the left hand a couple of times. Reaching back, sends it across. Line drive variety. Hemp gets it into the air. Now Folsom a tap and found an opening again. Couple finesse finishes for Caitlin Folsom. And back to a one-point affair. It's 11-10. In favor of Pleasant Ridge.
So Folsom's one of the tallest players here, so she's doing a great job of leveraging her height and then being able to kind of slow time down and analyze, okay, where is the alley? Where is that hole in the defense? And she's done a nice job just lightly tapping it in that opening.
Well, we talk about certainly matches. It's just run after run, and that's what we've seen here in this opening set. Robles on the serve. Here's the set and the spike and the kill by Hattie Miller. The sophomore getting a point for the Rams. It is 12-10, Pleasant Ridge. And the Rams scored seven of the first 8 points, led 7-1 to Princeton. The Ravens have outplayed the Rams, and right now it's a 12-10 Rams lead. Folsom, middle of the floor, tips into the air. Good job by Rush to get a hand on it, but down it goes as Abbott couldn't get a touch on it on the second deflection, and the Ravens back to within one. It's 12-11. Abbott is out. Jaden Klepp, one of the few seniors for P. Ridge, and on the back line. Folsom will serve to Heim, back middle, front of the net. Here's the spike. Hattie Miller, another point for the sophomore. 13-11, alternating points here. This stretch, the Rams by two. They have the serve.
And Miller, she had three total kills against Horton, already three kills in the first set against Mar Hill Mount Academy. You're seeing a lot of players here step up for both sides of this net that just didn't really get their names called too much in both their respective games against Horton.
Olivia Bell packing on the front line. Her older sister, Lilia Bell, to serve. Sends it across. Back row it goes. Folsom to Capri Kettner. Good look at it. Good dig by Bell, but nobody there off the second deflection. Maybe some miscommunication on that P Ridge back line. 13-12. And we keep it tight here, middle portion of set one. Serve for Moore Hill, libero, Megan Hundley, the junior. Standing a little more to her left on the back row. Pushing, faking, firing, Olivia Bell, deflected well and out of play. Good defense by the Ravens front. Combination of Bradfield and Phoebe Kettner earning the point. And it's 13-13. And didn't put it up on the scoreboard. And now we get a stoppage of play and a point for the Rams.
Yeah, calling a rotational issue, or fault, excuse me, on the Mar Hill side. That's going to be a free point for Pleasant Ridge.
Okay, I was about to say, they were missing a couple points. Rams 14-13 leading, and off the deflection, out of play, the Rams get a point back to lead by two, 15-13. That front line right now, Callie Rush, Olivia Bell, Isabella Bryan, or correction, Addison Sloan, part of that front line. Ravens get it middle of the floor. Capri Kettner spike is just barely out. The only reason I knew that was because of the reaction by P. Ridge.
Yeah, great crowd out the left side. That's the student section football boys.
16-13 Pleasant Ridge, a timeout for Moore Hill. Back in 30 seconds here on KMCA.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, 16-13 Rams over the Ravens here. First set, final match tonight. Got a good rally going. Third try, Olivia Bell gets it across. Folsom wants to set it up for Capri Kettner. Her spike into the net. Frustration looms large. Nucci had an opportunity, couldn't convert. And now four consecutive P. Ridge points, 17-13 they lead it. As Haley Heim continues to serve, libero in the blue jersey for the Rams. Here's another setup. This time it was for Phoebe Kettner, and the Rams batted around to get it back across. Students love that. Again, the defense leading to offense. Olivia Bell on the spike, dug up by Hundley. Folsom tapped over by Kettner. Good defensive play by Rush, and now another spike by Kettner. Another diving effort by Lilia Bell. And now Bell sends it across. That was Olivia Bell, and just a scotch out to the left and beyond the line. It's 17-14, Ravens down three.
This is a great rally between both these teams. They're playing at a high intensity level here. So much hustle on both sides.
Here's Lucy Bradfield to serve for the Ravens. They're down here to Pleasant Ridge, 17-14 opening set. Bradfield serves it, came off heavy to the right, and a service there out of play, 18-14 Rams. The later you get in a match that has been ever so tight, kind of magnify when you have errors like that. Callie Rush will serve for Pleasant Ridge. They lead at 18-14 opening set. Spins it in the left and sends it to the back row to Bradfield. Or correction, that was Trinity Hemp, and now an opportunity for Phoebe Kettner, and she hits one into the net for the Rams point.
Well, Pleasant Ridge, again, taking advantage here, momentum. And, again, I'd like to, again, shout out here the student section. I think that's helping them a lot here.
Having a fun time, no doubt about it. The Ravens have a push in them here in this opening set. As it's hit up into the air, Abbott dives for it. Third chance, Addison Sloan able to get it back over to Folsom. Hundley pushing to the front, and a free ball is going to cross. That was Phoebe Kettner. Good chance here, Addison Sloan on the spike, but it's deflected by Capri Kettner. She puts it down. Defense to offense. Point for the Ravens. They're down four. It's 19-15.
Yeah, I got to rally something together here behind the service line. If you're Capri Kettner, get some good serves over. Get some free ball sent back.
Good chance. Capri on the serve, and she sent it too long. Another service there here down the stretch for the Ravens, 20-15, Rams by 5. Mar Hill only had one total service there against Horton in three sets. They've had four here against Pleasant Ridge in just one. That could loom large and be rather costly. We'll see. But the Rams the advantage with the serve, 20-15 here opening set. Final matchup here tonight, both these teams victorious against Horton. Rams took them down in two sets, took Ravens three sets to beat the Chargers. Here's Quambley on a tap down, running it down is Bryan, keeping it inside the lines, and Abbott back to the net, gets it over on a free ball. Want to set it up here for Folsom, her spike, nicely done. Good effort by Haley Heim on the dive to her right, but Folsom the kill. 20-16, Rams the serve, or Ravens, not the Rams. Ravens the serve, they're down four.
Yeah, by the way here, Folsom, man, she stepped up big here in this set. Four kills already for
B.B. Kegner sends it across. It was a near ace, and now Haley Heim way on the back row has to get it back over. She does. Capri wants to set it up for Folsom. Off the deflection, down it goes. Ravens gets the point. Folsom with back-to-back kills. 20-17. Ravens down a three ball. A freshman in B.B. Kegner to serve it. Sends it back left. Heim is there ready for it. Pushing it to the front of the net. And Maggie Lance had a spike at it. Took it off the deflection, and the Ravens are going to get the point. The double hit. 20-18. The Ravens have momentum. They're down two. Another serve here. And Phoebe Kettner went long with that one. 21-18, Rams by three.
Just when you get momentum again, you just can't catch a break on the Mar Hill side. Five service errors in this set, just big positive mistake.
The Rams put this one away. That's not a good start. As a service error that time, that was Addison Sloan. 21-19. Ravens down two. They have the serve back, and they bring on Annabella Robles, the sophomore, to serve it here. And the Ravens rally here and steal set one on the road. Robles, a couple of dribbles, knee high, lifts it in the air, fires it with the right hand. Heim with the dig, Abbott the set, here's the spike, touched in the air, and still battling around the net, and finally sent back over by Isabella Bryan. And now chasing is Heim, she can't get there, and the Ravens are within one. 21-20, KP, they have scored five of the last six, and they are right back in this thing.
That was a terrific dive there by Heim, because unfortunately not able to get to it. Timeout called here on the Rams side. What great work here coming down the wire, set one.
Rams letting it kind of slip away, but they're up one. 21-20 here, opening set. Final matchup tonight. We're back in 30 here on KMZA.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pleasant Ridge 21, Moore Hill Mounts Academy 20, set one. Final matchup tonight. Out of the timeout, Robles to serve, Abbott to set. There's the spike, batted into the air by Capri Kegner. Humley chasing it down. Robles gets it back across. Rams setting it up. Another chance here for Hattie Miller. Deflected out of play. Defense to offense for the Ravens again. They have tied it up at 21 apiece. The Ravens, six of the last 7 points after being down 20-15. They have tied this up at 21 all, and the Ravens give one back on a service error by Robles. 22-21 Rams. Here we go. Abbott, the senior, Bailey Abbott to serve, stands middle of the floor, near side to far side. She'll swing the right arm through to Robles. Sets it up for Capri, who then taps it for Folsom, battles the net. Folsom gets it back across off the deflection, and a free ball sent across by Isabella Bryan. Capri sets it up. Lucy Bradfield had a chance at it, now chasing it down, getting it back in, battle at the net, tips in the air. It's won by the Ravens, and they have the lead. Or correction, it's tied. Beg your pardon. 22-22 tied here in this opening set.
Well, I'll say exactly what I said when it was 22-22 all. Marhill, and Horton. Get it to your best player. Capri Kekser right here from Marhill Mount Academy.
Folsom with the serve. Who wants this opening set? We'll see. It's coming down to the final few points. Robles, a nice dig. Now Folsom sets it up for Capri. And the Ravens now back on the defensive end as the spike is saved by Capri over to Robles and then sent across by Miller. Another chance here, pushing it to Maggie Lance. Not much behind the spike. Folsom the dig. Robles gets it in the air, and then Hundley gets it across on the free ball. 22-22 tie here in this opening set. That one missed, hit by Lance, out of play. Tried to go finesse. It went off the left side of her right hand and over the line, and the Ravens have a 23-22 lead.
That was such a great back-and-forth rally there. Just Lance just not putting it where she wanted to.
Folsom gets it over. It was a near ace and then sent over by Rush. Ravens get it right back across. They set it up. Tap down. Capri Kekser defense on the block. Sally Rush tried the kill, and the Ravens now set point here. 24-22. Can they close out a big-time rally? Folsom the serve. She'll send it across. Rams need back-to-back points here to extend it. Heim underhands it across. Bradfield to Folsom. Kekser the spike, blocked well. They get it back into the air. Folsom again, over to Kekser, pushing with two hands on the dive. And Brian can't get there, and the Ravens win the opening set, 25-22. An incredible comeback by the Ravens. And they take down the home team Rams. Again, set one, 25-22. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Set two, action. Coming your way next. High school volleyball here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup tonight here at Pleasant Ridge and the Morehill Mount Academy Ravens. An incredible rally. Rams up 7-1 to open up the opening set here tonight. The Ravens slowly chipped away. Ultimately, it was a 13-13 tie, and then the Rams had a nice run where they got it back to 20-15. But after that, KP, the Ravens scoring 10 of the last 12 to rally for a 25-22 set one victory.
Yeah, a lot of great work there on the Marhill Mount Academy side. Saw Folsom just step up at large there, 5 kills in that set. And Marhill Mount Academy, they made a lot of mistakes. They had 6 total service errors in that set, And if you're a team that has six service errors in a set, most of the time you're not going to come through probably with that victory. But Mar Hill was able to do so despite kind of going against themselves. They were able to come out on top of Creek Eckner. Folsom, again, doing the work that they know how to do. For Pleasant Ridge, again, they want to find some scoring from some of those players that they saw against Horton. Didn't see a whole lot from Lance or Rush. It was mostly Miller, Abbott, and both the Bell sisters. So, again, for Pleasant Ridge, you want to start finding that scoring from some of your bigger players like you had against Horton.
So, again, 25-22 Ravens in set number one. And now the Rams in must-win mode as we get set to start set number two action here in Easton, Kansas tonight. Right on the outskirts of Leavenworth. Switch sides of the floor. So Rams now far side will hit to the near side. Ravens in the all-black uniforms, near side to far side. And the Ravens, all they do is win. Again, they have been so close the last couple of years in postseason play, but have come up just short in the sub-state round. Last season, again, the Ravens 27-13. You mentioned that matchup with Donovan West in the sub-state round. It went to three sets, but D. West ultimately getting that victory.
And it was Donovan West. It was a really great team last year, and they return a very great team this year. They have a tremendous head coach and just so many great returners.
Getting the final rotational pieces in for both sides. Ready for set number two here tonight. Again, if you're just joining us, Pleasant Ridge over Horton in set one, 25-12, 25-23. Moore Hill Mount Academy, a rally in three sets to beat the Chargers, 18-25, 25-14, 25-22. And then the Ravens scoring 10 of the last 12 in the opening set against the Rams, 25-22, the Ravens victory. And now we are underway in set number two, a must-win for the Rams. They set it up for Lance. The spike deflected into the hands of Kettner. Now Hundley back to Capri. Her spike from the back row is down. Precise into the back left corner. Abbott's dive unsuccessful. And a good start for the Ravens. A 1-0 set two lead.
Well, you know, you're a great play outside hitter when you don't have to be outside to get a hit. You can be behind the 10-foot line and still get one down the rope.
Here's Abbott on the set. That's crossed by Hattie Miller. And now Zizwani Miller gets it over here for the Ravens. Here's Heim setting it up for Callie Rush over the hands of Capri Kettner. Now Folsom back to Kettner. A little casual with the tap. And on the deflection into the third row of stands. And just trying to save it, the Rams ultimately get the point to tie it at one. Pleasant Ridge opened up the opening set, scoring seven of the first eight. It did not matter as the Ravens came back and won it 25-22. A 1-1 tie here in set two. Junior varsity is done for the players surrounding the varsity court here. Talked about the Rams student section to our left having a good time tonight. Robles on the dig, Folsom the set. And Kettner just has to get it across. I think they were trying to set it up for Bradfield. And now Kettner on the dig. Back to Robles. Kettner gets a good look. Boy, she buried that one past the arm of Lilia Bell for the Ravens. Lead now at 2-1. The Ravens win tonight against the Rams. Put their record at 15-7. P. Ridge trying to go above the 500 mark. After the win against Horton earlier, it is an even Stevens 9-9. Non-league matchup. If these NEKL teams here tonight across the board. 2-1 Ravens lead. Olivia Bell gets it across, but Megan Hundley was there. Now they set it up for Phoebe Kettner, and she gets one to go. Abita, desperation dive way away from the net with her back to it, and a 3-1 Ravens lead.
Yes. Phoebe Kechner's first kill here against Pleasant Ridge. Got herself up in front of that net. Great aggression.
Megan Hundley on the serve. Libero to Libero. And now it's set up for Callie Rush. And she puts one down to the Rams. Bradfield a little late getting her hands up on it. And a 3-2 Ravens lead. Rams get the serve back down one. And it will be Hattie Miller.
Well, I mentioned that Rush was hushed in that first set. This time looking a little nicer here up front.
Sophomore Hattie Miller, high arcing serve to Roblin. Folsom sets it up. There's the spike dug up there by Miller on the back row. Now Folsom off the deflection. Capri Kettner gets it off another deflection, hits it with her right hand. Now the Rams try to regather. That's crossed by Rush. Folsom, middle of the floor. Bradfield has a look, and she puts one down. Casey Bradfield, the junior, makes it 4-2 Ravens. They will get the serve back. Lilia Bell back in on the back row for the Rams. Ravens up 4-2, set 2. Looking for a sweep here against the host Rams in our final matchup tonight on KMZA. Here's the serve. Bell gets it high into the air. Now set up for Olivia Bell. But nicely played by Megan Hundley. Now Folsom, Capri, off the deflection. Battle at the net. Onto the side of the Rams. Heim pushing away Abbott. And on a free ball, Sloan gets it across. Folsom sets it up. Capri, middle of the floor. Good reach out there by Lilia Bell to keep it alive. And then the third opportunity by younger sister Olivia goes into the net, but they call a violation against the Ravens. So the Rams will get that point. Well, at least I thought. They put it up for the Ravens. It should be 4-3. And that will be correctly made. So unlucky there for the Ravens. Served by Callie Rush. Folsom wants to set it up. And it's going to be hit down by Phoebe Techner. And then Capri off the deflection, leaning back, and she buries one. Front middle. Boy, off balance, put it down. And now a 5-3 Morehill lead. We have alternated the last five.
Yeah, all smiles here from the Ravens side. Just such great work up front by Techner.
Capri on the serve. Did by Lilia Bell. Now they want to set it up for Abbott, and her spike is long gone. 6-3 Ravens. It's been a lot of fun tonight. These two teams victorious. The winner will have a 2-0 evening. Always good when you can do that. Right now, everybody looking up at Jefferson County North in the league standings. And that Capri Kettner serve sails right over the line out of play. Makes it 6-4. Rams down 2. They get the serve back. They'll send back Isabella Bryan, the junior, for this run behind the serve line. Leah Bell out. Maggie Glantz back in on the Rams front. So here we go. 6-4. Set 2. Ravens by 2. And the serve from number 2, Isabella Bryan. And got a near ace, but the Ravens and Folsom on a free ball get it back across. Here's the setup, middle of the floor, spike into the back right corner, put down by Addison Sloan. Not much behind it, but precise on the location. 6-5, Rams down 1.
Yeah, her first time getting a kill here against Morehill. As I mentioned, Pleasant Ridge just trying to find a player that can get going up front.
Want to get it over to Folsom on a free ball. She took her time and got it back over. Heim, here's the bump by Rush. Now Lance the spike, and into the corner it goes. Humley let it go. Thought it was long. It was not. And three straight now for the Rams, and they have tied it at 6 apiece.
Well, Pleasant Ridge has got had a kill from Sloan, Lance, and Rush all in this set. They had none of them set number one, so thanks for burying the story.
6-6, set 2. Capri sets it up. I think that's a lift. It is. A lift call against Capri Kettner. To read the lift, she said by bad. And the Rams take the lead. 4 straight for them, 7-6. Serve continues to come off the hand of Isabella Bryan. More on her left side. Twombly on the dig. It wasn't a good one. And Capri Kettner just had to get it back across. Now the Rams are struggling, but Lance gets it over. Capri to Hundley. Back row spike by Kettner. And tough angle from there. She hit it too strong. 5 straight for the home team Rams, and they lead it 8-6. A good run here by P. Ridge. Another serve coming from Isabella Bryan. Drop down into Hunley. Capri with the back line set. There's the spike off the top of the net. Good diving save by Bryan to keep it alive. Now Lance with the spike attempt. I think that's a touch long. Fisher was a little late on the call, but the Ravens get the point. And they're back to within 1. It's 8-7, but KP, that stops a run of 5 straight by the Rams.
Yeah, now Morehill has a chance to get things going behind the service line with Phoebe Kettner.
The freshman, Phoebe Kettner on the serve. Heim with the dig. Back middle line it goes, and it's sent across by Bryan. Capri sets it up for Folsom. There's the spike, really off the side of the face for Heim, and she kept it afloat. Back to Capri. They want it for her on the back line, and she shoves it across with two hands, deflected by Rush. Now Heim, middle of the floor. Bryan gets it back over. Here's Capri, middle of the floor, setting it up for Folsom. Her spike through the hands up the defense. Down it goes for the Ravens' point. Addison Sloan, Maggie Lance, both there defensively. but strength behind it. Back-to-back Ravens points, and we're tied at 8 apiece.
A full set of 5 kills in set number 1 that she just earned her first kill in set number 2, so here getting a little more involved.
Another chance for Maggie Lance on the kill. Good job on the back row here by Phoebe Kechner over to Capri. Little tap across, but Brian was there. They want Maggie Lance again. She's leaning back. Twombly bats it up in the air, and Miller gets it over for the Ravens. Another chance, middle of the floor. The set went the wrong way, but the Rams get it over. Now Zwani Miller gets a crack at it, but right to Heim. Bumped up into the air by Rush. Lance leaning back. Is it out? No, it is in. Boy, barely kept that one inside the line. Aggie Lance gives the Rams a 9-8 lead.
Yeah, such a nice dime right down the putt.
Back to serve. Junior libero, Haley Heim. Hits it off to the back right corner. Fulton was there. Zwani Miller gets a touch, puts it down. Nicely played by the Rams defense. Heim gets it high into the air, and Lance just shoves it across with a right-handed fist. Here's Capri up to Folsom. Tap, but into the hands of Brian. Pushing it back for Abbott. She gets it across. Ravens setting it up. And they're going to call Capri Kettner up against the net. Point for the Rams. The lead 10-8. Ravens had to put together a furious rally in that opening set. Rams kind of doing the same here. They've clawed back to a 2-point lead. Here's Folsom on the spike, and it's deflected and batted down by Hattie Miller for the Ram point. Defense to offense, 11-8 Rams. And a timeout for Moore Hill Mounts Academy. They got to talk it over here. Rams the momentum, and a must-win set 2 for them. Rams 11, Ravens 8. Back after this here on KNZA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ravens timeout. Rams have the momentum here in a must-win set number 2. Rams 11, Ravens 8. Here we go. Out of the timeout, they're setting it up for Twombly. Her spike. Heim gets it high into the air. Now they set it up for Maggie Lance. Her spike. Nicely played by Humley to keep it alive. Now Miller gets a tap down and a point for the Ravens. Needed that out of the timeout. Stops that little bit of momentum from the Rams. And Zwani Miller, a junior there. Point for the Ravens. Robles is in. She'll be back to serve, replacing Twombly.
Yeah, Robles, she did a nice job against Horton. She had 2 aces. Back-to-back sets as well.
11-9 Rams here in set 2. Ravens won the opening set 25-22, scoring the final 4 points to get that win. Abbott here on the set. Lance on the spike. Not much behind it, but nearly found an opening. Now Folsom gets a good look, and she goes into the net. Little late on the jump, or maybe too early on that jump, I should say. And the Rams back in front by 3. It's 12-9.
A little unusual there. See Folsom make a mistake like that. But again, if it comes back her way again, it wouldn't be surprised to make that correction.
Haley Abbott off the top of the net with the serve. Ravens played it well. And now Bradfield spike defended and blocked down by Callie Rush for the Rams point. 13-9 Rams here at home. Ravens 14-7 after their win over Horton earlier tonight. The Rams at 9-9. There's Robles on the dig. Capri Kechner with the set. Folsom the spike. Heim was there back middle row. And now Maggie Lance another crack at it. Humley a diving save to her right. Robles keeps it in the air. And then Capri on a free ball getting it across. Heim with an incredible dive. That second hit nowhere close. But yet the third one found its way across. Capri Kechner, Bradfield off the deflection. Hits it up in the air with her left hand. And now off the set. Miscommunication there. Folsom and Bradfield collide in the air. And it goes down for the Rams' point, 14-9. Their run continues.
Man, Rush and Miller on the Pleasant Ridge side have done a terrific job up front, communicating, working together to get quality double blocks here against Mar Hill to contain their up front aggression.
And off the deflection, it's Callie Rush set up perfectly by the miscue by the Ravens, 15-9 Rams. So four straight they have scored, and seven of the last eight. Bailey Abbott, the senior. Another serve for her. Good pace to it. Folsom played it. Over to Capri Kettner. Now Miller gets a touch. And down it goes. Sally Rush got a hand on it, but it went in the wrong direction, and the Ravens get a much-needed point. Now down five. They get the serve back. It's 15-10, and now Folsom will serve. Ravens won the opening set 25-22. Rams in front and set 15-10. Good defense, though, there for Capri Kettner. She blocked that one down. Back-to-back points for the Ravens. 15-11, they trail. Folsom again, middle of the floor. Not much movement, just mainly arm movement with that serve. Aggie Lance, here's the spike, and down it goes through the hands of Zwani Miller. Lance, the point there, 16-11, Rams by five. Subs in for the Rams. Lilia Bell in, back into serve. Addie Miller back in on the front line. Olivia Bell back in as well. Sally Rush alongside. Jaden Kleps and Haley Heim currently on the floor for P. Ridge. After the serve, Robles gets it high into the air, middle left. Hits it across by Capri Kettner, and off the deflection. It goes the wrong way. Olivia Bell mishit that one. Ravens get one back. They're down four, 16-12.
Yeah, if Mario wants a chance to conclude this in two sets, you're going to have to hear the name Capri Kettner a lot more, as well as Colson.
They have been the top two for sure, this Ravens squad. Battle at the net, tipped on the side of the Rams, and down it goes for the Rams' point. Pushed across by Olivia Bell, and then Robles and Capri Kettner both going at it at the same time, and they both pulled up at the same time. Hits the hardwood. 17-12 Rams. They get the serve back. Patty Miller will do the duty. Sends it over to Robles. Folsom sets it up for Capri. Had a good look, but she hit it too long. She was middle left and went for the back right corner. And a timeout for Moore Hill Mounts Academy. They're down 18-12 here in set number two. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Must win set two for the home team Rams. They have the momentum, the crowd on their side. 18-12, their set two lead against the Ravens. Here's Folsom on a set for Capri Kettner, and this time she gets one to go. Well, you said it just a moment ago, KP. If the Ravens want to rally here, you got to hear Capri and Caitlin Folsom's name quite a bit. That time they go a 1-2 combo, 18-13. After the timeout, Ravens down five. They get the serve back. And this serve off the hand of Lucy Bradfield. Here's a chance for Olivia Bell, and she puts one down. Bradfield couldn't handle. 19-13 Rams. Abbott is in. Kleps out for P. Ridge. Back to serve. Callie Rush, the sophomore. As Crinden would probably say in this scenario, you don't want to rush. No. No? Okay. Crickets on that one. D.B. Kettner into the net, and the Rams get another. So the Rams have all the momentum now, KP, 20-13.
Yeah, no. As you mentioned, if you're Pleasant Ridge, you don't want to be in any rush right now. You want to keep things in your favor here and just keep playing this near side.
Imp on the dig. Ravens get it back over. Now here is the setup for Olivia Bell and a diving effort by Hundley on the back line. Then Folsom to Capri, and then it hits the pole on the side left of the net, and out it goes for another Rams point. 21-13, they are inching closer to forcing a final set.
Well, I think they got a net fault against Pleasant Ridge, and they didn't realize that.
Okay,
that was called against Sloan.
So that is going to be a two-point swing.
And Sloan right here, she's talking to the near side officials. She's trying to get some understanding here on where her fault comes in. And it looks like that got clarified for her. So
That point does indeed go here to Mar Hill Med Academy.
So from 21-13 to 20-14. It's still a deficit, but Ravens need all the help they can get to try to get back in this thing. And right on cue, Capri Kettner service there. Certainly a veteran, a mistake. And ultimately, just like that, the Rams get that point back. It's 21-14. Isabella Bryan will serve, the junior. Rams trying to force a winner-take-all set three. They're in control. They lead it by seven late. Standing more to her left. Bryan serves it middle of the floor. Hundley gets it in the air. Capri had to reach for it. Folsom on a third tap. Gets it across. Rush pushing to Himes. Now Lance back to the net. Has to get it over. Capri sets it up. This is Phoebe putting it down, sister to sister, but the Rams played it well defensively by Callie Rush. Lance gets it over, back to Capri. Now Twombly, middle of the floor, batted into the air. Rams playing it well again. Now Abbott, third try, two hands, pushing it across, and down it goes. Tough deflection by Trinity Hemp. And the diving effort by Capri Kettner, unsuccessful. 22-14, Rams inching a touch closer. Another serve coming from Isabella Bryan. And sends it on through to Folsom. Now right back to the net. Folsom's hit, not good. And Maggie Lance buried it. Fans are loving that setup. Folsom, the asterisk assist, and it's 23-14 Rams.
Well, anytime you can get a completely clean bump set spike, it should get everyone off their feet. That was just beautifully played, Lance, with the kill shot to finish it off.
Isabella Bryan, another serve. Here, confusion by that back Ravens line, but Folsom able to push it across on a freebie. Bryan gets it into the air, and then Rush sends it over on a second try. Hundley, middle of the floor. Kettner from the back right, tried to put it in the back right corner, and it goes into the fourth row of the empty bleachers, and it's set point for P. Ridge, in control at 24-14. Barring an incredible comeback, we're on our way to a third set, but we'll see. Here's Capri Kettner, sends it back to Phoebe, her younger sister. Rams played it well. Chance for Maggie Lance. Can she end it? She cannot. Too strong on the spike. Ravens survived that one. It is 24-15.
Well, pretty much the rest of the set comes down here to the back of the freshman, Phoebe Kettner. Cannot give up a point here. Gotta have good serve.
Gets the serve across. Bryan gets it into the air. Can Lance end it here on the spike? Good diving effort by Phoebe to keep it alive. Now Twombly's hit, no go, but Capri able to get it back across to Heim. Here's the setup by Callie Rush. And from the back line, Bryan just got it back across with not much behind it. Now Capri just with two hands, back row, pushing it to Heim. Another chance here. Now it's Abbott with the right hand, and she missed it strong. And hit it too long. So another survival there for the Ravens. 24-16 still. It is Rams set point. Another serve and a diving effort by Heim to keep it alive. And then Lance able to get it back across. The Rams get this point. You can thank Heim for it. And that is the case. Haley Heim, an incredible dig. That leads to the final point in set two. 25-16 P. Ridge, and we go to a winner-take-all, set number three. 2 minute timeout, don't go anywhere. Moore Hill and Pleasant Ridge to a third set right after this. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines. Each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's been competitive all night here at Pleasant Ridge, and our final matchup here in this volleyball triangular going to a winner-take-all set number three between Morehill Mounts Academy and the host Pleasant Ridge. Getting alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tammons, that's Allison in studio. Morehill, 25-22 in set number one, but KP, the Rams, really controlled the latter portion of set two, 25-16. We're on to a final number three set.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the set number three comes down to. It's going to be one who controls the service line, two who controls the upfront net. Again, Pleasant Ridge is doing a lot of great work. I said that in set one, we just didn't see a lot of variety scoring or a lot of players step up for the Rams, and that's kind of what came to that set one loss to them. But in that set two, we saw Maggie Lance as well as Rush both step up and play such great upfront work and effort, and then you also saw Lilia Bell and Olivia Bell. So when you get more players involved, you're going to see a lot more success. But I'll say for another point here in set number three, limit the mistakes, both sides. You've got to get rid of that factor.
So getting the rotation set for the final set, P. Ridge now switching sides of the floor with the Ravens. Rams will hit near side to far side. Ravens, far side to near side. It is Lance, it's Miller, it is Rush, front three for the Rams, back three, Brian, Sloan, and Abbott to start things off for the home team Rams. Back row, you got Folsom, you got Robles, and you got Hundley, although Hundley will have to come out. Already had the rotation, beg your pardon, then Miller, Capri Keckner, and Bradfield up front for the Ravens here to start. Final set. Here we go. It's been fun tonight. Bailey Abbott, near side to far side serve. And here we go. Final set of tonight's action here on KNZA as Folsom gets a quick look at the front of the net, and she puts it down for the Ravens point. Good start for the Ravens after really just being dominated by the Rams in that last half of set number two. Folsom now to serve. Ravens out to a 1-0 lead and an ace as it drops in front of the feet of Haley Heim. So a 2-0 Rams start, or Ravens start, excuse me. See if Folsom can get a run going, get a little bit momentum on the side of the Ravens. Didn't have much of it in that second set. Nearly got another ace, but Abbott kept it alive, and then Rush gets it across, but right into the net. The Ravens 3, Rams nothing, just like that, set number 3.
I'll tell you, a big factor in every volleyball game, and every game you're ever going to play, is momentum. And Morehill, they can ride this wave early, get up to a hot start. This could be a good game for them.
Folsom the serve, Abbott sets it up, not a good set. Rams just have to push it back across. Now Miller gets it over for Morehill Mounts Academy. Heim back middle, front right it goes. Miller the set up there, and the kill for Callie Rush. The Rams get on the board. It's 3-1. They get the serve.
That was a terrific kill by Rush. They're off the near right side. It just pinballed off a bunch of defenders' hands. Just great work throwing it down a rope.
Senior Lilia Bell is in. She will serve. And also in back on the front line, the younger sister, Olivia Bell. Here's the serve by the Rams. They're down 3-1 to the Ravens in set number three. Hundley gets it in the air. Folsom sets it up. Keckner the spike. And an incredible Heim dig. And then getting it back over is Lilia Bell. 10 points that if the Rams get this point. And they will not. Ravens get it. Okay. Boy, that was the best diving save of the night. But ultimately, the Ravens get the point. Zwani Miller makes it 4-1.
Man, I'll tell you what. Heim has been a terrific libero tonight. Even on times that she has not been able to get to the ball, her dives are just perfect. They're flawless what you want from a libero.
Olivia Bell, now they push it set up for Olivia Bell, and it's down. Is it out? It is. Ravens get the point. So it went from Lilia to Olivia. It was set up, but again, too strong on the swing through, and it's 5-1 Ravens. Talked about limiting the mistakes as keys to victory. Callie Rush on the defensive end. Gets it back across. Folsom high into the air. Now Robles wants to set it up. Good look for Keckner, but he spiked it right into the net. Point for the Rams, and it's 5-2 Ravens. It will be Haley Hines' turn to serve for P. Ridge. 5-2 Moore Hill here in the final set tonight. Robles down to a knee, gets it up to Folsom. Pushing it across that time was Phoebe Keckner. Folsom keeping it alive. Now the Rams want to set it up. Abbott middle of the floor for Sloan. Her spike. Robles reaching out to keep it alive for Folsom. And now middle of the floor. It's put down by Bradfield. But Abbott sends it to the front left portion of the net. Ravens back on the attack. Back line set here for Phoebe Keckner. Heim, another good dig. Now battle at the net. It drops down. Point for the Ravens. 6-2. Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Set number 3. Bradfield will go back to serve for the Ravens. A good start for Moore Hill. Looking for win number 15 on the season. P. Ridge trying to get win number 10. There's the serve by Moore Hill. Bumped up into the air by Lilia Bell. Now a left side hit for Olivia. Rams now back on the defensive attack, and Capri Keckner puts one down. Heim couldn't get that one. Aggressive for Capri. 7-2 Ravens. Here's set 3.
I like how fast that Keckner doesn't even hesitate to go for a kill shot. I mean, just as soon as it gets in her vicinity, she's quickly up and it is down and away. Man, she's just got precise speed.
Third consecutive serve for Bradfield. This one high arcing. Setting it up for Olivia Bell. And down it goes. It tipped up into the air off the front line of Twombly. And just found an opening there off the back row. And it's 7-3. Ravens by 4. Rams get the serve back. It'll be Callie Rush. She will set it up middle of the floor. Hitting it near side to far side. Final set here in our matchups tonight at P. Ridge. Appreciate everyone for hanging with us. And another point put down. This time it's Phoebe Keckner. 8-3 Ravens. Back to serve. It'll be Capri Keckner, the older of the Keckners, here on the floor tonight. Here's Abbott off the chest. Boy, kind of an awkward hit. And then back to the net. A wild one to get it back over. Olivia Bell now probably gets a crack, and she puts it down. Haven't called her name much tonight in that category, as Cora Twombly, a big-time kill to make it 9-3 Ravens.
Well, this is her second total kill tonight, her first kill against Pleasant Ridge. And there you go, timeout taken.
P. Ridge, want to talk it over. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, alongside Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tadman, Seth Tollefson. It's been fun tonight. The Rams beat Horton in the first matchup, 25-12, 25-23. And then Moore Hill Mounts Academy, after dropping that opening set against the Chargers, 18-25, they won the next two, 25-14 and 25-22. And then we're on to set 3 here in our final matchup. Ravens 25-22 in set 1. Pleasant Ridge 25-16 set 2. And right now, at this timeout, KP 9-3 Ravens.
Yeah, Moore Hill Mount Academy's offense has just done a terrific job of locating gaps in the defense. Pleasant Ridge is just allowing just too many openings on their side of the court. That's just allowed Moore Hill to take really complete advantage of not just one player, but four different players who've come through for kills here early for Moore Hill Mount Academy. They're making some quick work. Pleasant Ridge, they got to find an adjustment.
So out of the timeout, Capri Keckner, service there. Didn't have enough on it. So 9-4, Rams will take it however they can get it to get themselves back into it. Isabella Bryan now will serve for the Rams, near side to far side. 9-4 Ravens, set 3 lead. And the Bryan serve, middle of the floor. Folsom had to go down to a knee to get it. Now this one is put down, a point for the Ravens. Phoebe Keckner again. Just barely kept it inside the line. 10-4 Ravens. Well, we've talked throughout the night. Ravens want to have success. We have mentioned the importance of Capri Keckner getting involved, but now Phoebe's doing a nice job here in this third set. Back to the Ravens side. They lead it by 6. Here's Folsom on the tap. They might call a lift here. They do. Folsom tried to get fancy with it. The official saw the lift, made the call. 10-5. Rams down 5. They get the serve back.
Yeah, sometimes you can maybe get away with that as a player. I mean, you're going for a side swipe is what it is, and you're trying to make that diagonal hit. But sometimes your hand will just stick to the ball, and you'll just carry it straight down, and that'll get you called to the lift.
Here is Addison Sloan, a junior now serving for the Rams. Ravens 10, Rams 5, set 3. Waiting for the whistle, and the serve is across. Hundley gets it into the air. Now Capri over to Twombly, not much behind it. Abbott on the dig. Here's the set. Here's the Lance spike, but into the net it goes. Missed hit by Maggie Lance, who has been good throughout the night, but the Ravens get that point, 11-6 their lead. Robles back in. She'll serve for the Ravens. Twombly out. Also Hemp out, and back on the front line, Lucy Bradfield for the Ravens. Annabella Robles, the serve for the Ravens. Bryan gets it into the air, and a second hit. Ravens ready for it on the defensive end, and now Robles back to the net, gets it over on a free ball. Here's Heim, here's the set, here's the last spike, and down it goes. Point for the Rams, Maggie Lance. Kill shot, 11-6, Rams down 5. Another serve coming for Bailey Abbott. Abbott with the serve. Good pace. Robles had a tough time with it. Miller gets it back into play, and then Capri Kettner able to get it across somehow on the scramble. Ravens earn the point. A lot of hustle there. It's 12-6.
Yeah, that's what it's going to take for both these teams right now. You're getting to a point where, these teams have already played all their sets up to this point. So, again, it's going to be a lot of hustle and effort.
Ridge, battle at the net, back down. Ravens couldn't quite handle that one. Point for the Rams. Good job. Get one on the board, 12-7. We have alternated the last six. Actually, the last seven between these two, but right now the Ravens by 5 at 12-7. Set number 3 here tonight. Both teams victorious against Horton in their other matchups. Here is Hundley on the dig. Now Folsom sets it up for Capri. Good diving save. Rams scrambling, and they get it back across to Folsom. Front middle. Now Ziswani Miller on the tap. They wanted a lift. No call. And Lilia Bell gets it back over to Robles. Now Folsom sets it up. Bradfield, middle front. Diving effort there by Lilia Bell. And now Olivia with the tap across. Kind of a missed hit. Out to the left side. No go. And 13-7. Ravens earn the point. Ravens serving. Megan Hundley. 13-7 their lead here in this final set. Good dip on it, but Kleps kept it in the air. And now a chance here for Bell. Another diving effort this time by Hundley. Folsom sets it up. It wasn't a good one, but somehow Phoebe Keckner got it across. Now taps across by the Rams. Miller tried to catch that Ravens front off guard. Couldn't do so. Back on the side of the Ravens. Scrambling a touch. Front left. Pushed over by Olivia Bell. Now Folsom sets it up. Kettner, top of the net, lands on the side of the Rams, and pushed back over by Lilia Bell. Good rally here. Chance here. Phoebe Kettner off the top of the net. Down it goes. Point Rams. Rams students barking for that point. 13-8. P. Ridge the serve back, but they're down 5. Haley Heim to serve. Final set here tonight. Rams and Ravens. And an ace. Well, that's as easy of an ace as you can get. As that back row, the combination of Robles and Hundley, there's no communication there, and it fell to the floor to make it 13-9.
Yeah, just absolutely everyone froze on the Pleasant Ridge side.
Here's Robles to Folsom. Now Capri Kettner. Good dig and hands there by Kleps to keep it alive. Now a chance for Olivia Bell. Went casual with it. Ravens get it back across. It's close to the net. Backward set. Spike too long. Callie Rush a look. Front right of the net. And sailed it to make it 14-9 Ravens. Ravens get the serve back. It'll be Bradfield. Standing more to her left side. From the service line. Below the knee dribbles. Sends it high and across. Back middle row to Lilia Bell. Now a little bit of a scramble. Olivia Bell gets it over and past the diving arm of Megan Hundley, and the Rams earn the point, 14-10. feel like there's been times the Ravens a chance to really separate, but Rams are holding on middle portions of this final set.
That's getting more aggressive up front. And then, as I mentioned, making that adjustment, not allowing so many holes on your side of the court for Mar Hill Mount Academy to exploit.
Callie Rush to serve. Here for the Rams, down four, set three. Right at the net, tap down, point for the Rams. A bad dig. It went on the side of the Rams. Addison Sloan tapped it down. Easy. As you can get, 14-11. It's a three-point affair. Another serve for the Rams. Pushed into the air by Hev. Now Capri up the floor to Twombly, and she found an opening for one. Cora Twombly, the senior, makes it 15-11, Ravens.
Yeah, this is a terrific tap there by Twombly off the bottom palm of her hand. Found the donut in the defense.
15-11, Ravens. Good opportunity with Capri Kettner serving here. She gets it to the back line of the Rams. They push it towards the front left. Abbott leaning back. Got a spike down. Bumped up into the air by Hemp. Now it's right at the net. Taps across by the Rams. And Capri gets it right back across to the Ravens. Chance here. Set. Spike. Tipped in the air. And a whistle and a point for the Rams. They say the Ravens are up against the net, and it's 15-12. So three of the last four have gone to the home team Rams. Subs in for P. Ridge. Isabella Bryan in. She'll be back to serve. Lilia Bell will come out. And we'll see Maggie Lance back in, the sophomore, on the Rams front line, along with Abbott and Sloan. 15-12, Ravens, set number three. Served by P. Ridge. A good one, a line drive variety. But Capri Kettner sets it up. Taps cross by the younger sister in Phoebe. Rams out back middle row. Hundley with a nice dig. Now pushed across by Kettner. Nicely done. She very smartly knew where the opening was in the back corner and just guided it with two hands to the Ravens' point. 16-12. They're back in front by four. Now the opportunity for Phoebe Kettner to serve. In this final set, Ravens 16, Rams 12. Good dig there by Bryan to keep it alive. Now Capri Kettner sets it up. Forces Lonnie Miller, and she puts one down. Miller, a couple of good points here in this final set. 17-12, Ravens by five.
Yeah, Miller's had two kills in this set, and she's found herself getting a lot more comfortable up front, playing a little more aggressively, and upping that intensity right there, getting her second kill.
Another serve by the freshman, Heim. The hand tie kept it in the air. Now on a free ball, Bryan sends it across, and it somehow stayed inside the line. Ravens thought it was long, and that is well placed by Bryan. 17-13, Rams down four. They get the serve back. And it will be Addison Sloan, a junior. Spins it a couple times, raises the right hand, swings the arm through, and it's going to be in there for an ace. Trinity Hemp let it go. It was the wrong call, 17-14. Back-to-back points here for the Rams. They're within three.
Can't get complacent here if you're Mar Hill. You got a lead. You got to figure out how to keep it.
The Rams trying to rally here in this final set. They're down 17-14 to Mar Hill. Free Kettner setting it up. Folsom pushing it across. Now a scramble. Couple of diving efforts by the Rams. Unsuccessful. And Folsom a big time point to make it 18-14. Subs in for the Ravens. Robles back in for Twombly. She'll serve. Hemp is out. Bradfield back in on the front line. Folsom, Miller, Hunley, and Capri Kettner alongside Robles, who serves it for the Ravens. Time had a tough hit. Down it goes. An ace for Robles. 19-14, Moore Hill. And a timeout for P. Ridge. We'll step aside as well. Ravens trying to take this one home in three sets. They lead at 19-14 down the stretch. We're back in 30 seconds here on at KMZA.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Pleasant Ridge High School. Final match, final set. Morehill Mounts Academy 19, Pleasant Ridge 14 out of the timeout. Ravens in control with the serve. Keys down the stretch.
Well, if you're Morehill, again, to put that seal on it, it comes down to two of your biggest players, Capri Kechner and Folsom. As Pleasant Ridge, again, continuing to chip those points away. Work yourself back in this game, slowly but surely. Don't make any crucial mistakes.
Annabella Robles will serve out of the timeout. Ravens by 5, 19-14, final set. Abbott setting it up for Lance. It wasn't a good one. She has to just get it across. Now Capri, front of the net for Folsom. Her spike deflected, out of play by Abbott. And the point for the Ravens, Folsom the kill.
And Folsom went right against the double block. It went off the right hand and out of bounds. So again, great work from Folsom. Marshall won't shut this game down. They got to continue to work that aggressively up front.
20-14, Ravens. You're in this final set. Another Robles serve. Brian gets it into the air, set up front of the net. Capri Kechner angles it back into play and back to the net, sent across by Robles. Rams pushing front left. Lance gets a good look. It is batted high into the air, ricochets off the rafters, and falls down for the point. Heck of an effort there by Megan Hundley, but again, off the rafters. Always tough to play the deflection. Rams get the point. 20-15 they trail, but they get the serve back. Abbott will serve it. Hundley awkward. Down it goes for the ace. Bailey Abbott, the ace for P. Ridge. They're down four at 20-16.
She's had four aces tonight. She has done a tremendous job here for Pleasant Ridge behind the service line.
The Rams have one more push here. And an ace. They let it go again. Couple times here. The Ravens back line have thought one have been long. Abbott, another ace. It's 20-17. Morehill wants to talk it over. Three straight for the home team Rams. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Pleasant Ridge, they had eight aces against Horton. They've had eight aces here against Morehill Mount Academy. Again, it comes with what you can do up front. But when you can do stuff from behind the service line, when you can get points from back there, when you can make it hard for the other team to get themselves set up on an opening offensive set, it makes things really hard for that team to come back in the game to keep their lead. Pleasant Ridge in sort of control right now despite being down by three.
Three consecutive points for the Rams here. Late set three, 20-17. Rams down three. Abbott another serve out of the TO. Ravens just trying to hold on to win this one on the road. Go 2-0 on the night, and there's a hefty serve right into the net. Not what you needed if you were Pleasant Ridge. And again, Abbott put a lot behind that one. A beeline right straight into the net. 21-17 Ravens, they get the serve back.
Back-to-back aces. If you're Mar Hills, you're given a deep breath after that one.
Folsom sends it across. 21-17 here in the final set from the back row. Brian sends it over, and it's long. Back-to-back Ravens points, and it's 22-17. Well, these have been the two best teams tonight. Why not a third set come down the home stretch? Here's Robles to Folsom. Back to Capri. The little tap down. Nicely played. Capri Kechner. Another one for the Ravens. 23-17. And the Rams, that momentum they just had a moment ago, seems to be quickly gone. 23-17. Ravens trying to close it out. Folsom to serve. Sends it to Heim. Back middle. Tough hit. Down it goes. It is match point for the Ravens at 24-17. KP, they've rattled off four in a row.
Yeah, Folsom to Kechner again. I just mentioned it. How you feel your game. Folsom a chance behind the service line now. 24-17.
Point for the Ravens. They'll win the match. It was a near ace, but the Rams kept it alive. Here's Maggie Lance. Defended by the Ravens at the net. Viswani Miller. And Lucy Bradfield, the defensive effort, and that ends it for the Ravens. They score five consecutive points down the stretch, and they beat the Rams in three sets, 25-22, 16-25, and then 25-17. A quick timeout. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KMZA. Fun night here at Pleasant Ridge. Some Northeast Kansas League volleyball action. KPBT, Seth Tollison, one final time. Thrilling finish in the final matchup. Moore Hill Mount Academy, 25-22, 16-25, and 25-17. The winner against the home team Rams. Final thoughts before we get things out of here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Moore Hill Mount Academy dominated today. They did a great job staying aggressive up front, continuing with momentum even when they got down on themselves. But a terrific day. Best player today easily goes to Capri Capstone Fisher. 23 total kills through the two matches, five blocks, and an ace. Just doing absolute incredible work up front. But you can't forget about Folsom, who finished with 12 kills, two aces, and three blocks up front for Mar Hill Mount Academy. They did a great job distributing their scoring as well. Overall, great night for Mar Hill Mount Academy. Pretty good night for Pleasant Ridge. They're a team that, again, lost to Horton and Mar Hill earlier on the season. Finally beat Horton this year in tonight, but unfortunately did fall against Mar Hill Mount Academy.
So, after tonight's totals, a 2-0 night for Moore Hill Mount Academy. We had a 1-1 night from the home team Rams and an 0-2 night from the Chargers. Again, all three of these contests tonight, non-league in terms of record. So the overall record, of course, affected. But again, non-league tilt as these three teams have all played each other already at some point earlier in the season. We will have one more broadcast. As of right now, we're going to call it TBD. We're going to look at some of the matchups a week from tonight. We're going to kind of shake some things up and see, you know, what the leagues are looking like and try to find a good one for you next Tuesday night. But it will be our final regular season volleyball broadcast here on KMCA. And then, of course, we'll be setting our sights towards the postseason, which isn't too far away. It goes by quickly. So, again, we're going to wrap things up here tonight. Pleasant Ridge, a post try, but the Rams go 1-1. Moore Hill Mount Academy, a 2-0 night. Chargers of Horton go 0-2. Again, the finals here tonight. Pleasant Ridge over Horton, 25-12, 25-23. Moore Hill over Horton, 18-25, 25-14, 25-22. And then the Ravens in the nightcap over the Rams, 25-22, 16-25, and 25-17. For Seth Tollison, our studio producer, KP, Crendon Prophet, off and out the door already. I'm Brandon Tadman, signing off. Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.